Good morning and
good
welcome
morning.
To HealthWorks. Yep, good morning. My guest here jumped the gun because it is Pastor Adam Reinhart. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
You are just so excited to be on the show today, aren't you?
I am, yeah. This is something I'm really excited to talk about.
All right. So welcome to HealthWorks. This is our weekly show that we do, sponsored by Wayne Memorial Hospital. Bold Gold Radio. And so we are here. We might as well just jump right into it, right? A new teen center here in Honesdale, correct?
That's right.
So you are the pastor here at the Lutheran Church in Honesdale?
St. John's Lutheran Church in Honesdale and St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hawley.
And how long have you been?
I've been here in Honesdale about six-ish years and pastoring the church in Hawley for about three.
Right. And welcome, because I think what you've done for our community has been truly amazing. So thank you for all your work that you do.
Thank you for saying that.
It does take a special person to do what you do and bring a community together. And that's something that you have worked on. Again, it always takes a team, right, to have a vision come to life.
Yes.
And this is something that you have worked on for how long, this teen center?
This has been sort of the brainchild of myself and Clarissa Wimmers, who runs the food pantry, the Wayne County Food Pantry. We've been talking about the need for something like this probably going on a year now. And probably in the last 6 months, we've gotten down to some serious planning. And, it's funny how it goes from planning stage to doing stage very quickly, it seems. Just like a month ago, this was still feeling very much like a dream, and now it's very much happening.
Wow. So can we talk, and again, Clarissa is just wonderful. I've had her on the radio show, too, with the food pantry, her and Dave Hartung, two amazing people, again, that do so much for our community, really. I always say I love Wayne County. I truly do. Been here for over 30 years. I would never move out. this teen center, why is it so important? I know, I could see why, but yeah. Can you tell our listeners why this is so important?
Well, a little important backstory on me. When I first moved here, about a year in, I took in a teenage boy and became his legal guardian. As if, pastoring a church wasn't enough work for me. and so that process of stepping into that caregiver role was very enlightening. I've worked with teens and youth and children pretty much since I stopped being one myself. And I always thought I knew, what the struggles, a teenager and children go through are, and, how to... I thought, I take care of them all the time. Raising one's going to be easy. And boy, I found that was not the case. And so getting a window into the lives of the local teenagers here and seeing some of the things they struggle with, one of those struggles is there's nothing for a high school age teenager to do in this town if you're not part of an after school program or if you don't have a job.
Right.
And that leaves basically so much time for mischief. And, not that these are bad kids, but they're bored.
Right.
And a lot of them, they lack parental supervision. No fault of the parents. They're working parents. And so, this a lot of free time and lack of supervision and close proximity to other people in town often leads to... mischief, which can sometimes be harmless, but sometimes can be very harmful to the community, to the lives of these kids and their futures, getting in trouble with law enforcement, getting into potentially other unsavory activities that could really derail their lives. I know a lot of these kids in this town because they've ended up in my orbit because they're friends with my own little wayward teenager. And, for a long time, my living room and my basement have been that safe space for them to, come together and not be out in the community causing trouble. And I kind of, as much as I I love them. I kind of need my living room to not be.
You like your own space, right? Yeah. After a long day of work, right? That's to come exactly. home to someplace kind of quiet.
And I realized, like, there's only so much I can do, and that, mm-hmm. you know, if we're going to reach these kids in a positive way, it needs to be a team effort, a community effort. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so talking to some of the parents of these kids, including Clarissa, you know, who has her own daughter.
Right.
You know, we thought there needs to be a place. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a dedicated place for these kids to go, like after school until the evening when their parents get home from work.
Right.
Where they can, you know, engage in constructive activities, learn some life skills, develop some peer-to-peer mentorship. You know, not just for those kids who are, for lack of a better term, you know, lacking a strong support network.
Mm-hmm.
But also for the kids who have strong support networks to come and be in relationship and community together, so that, you know, all of them are lifted up in a sense of, you know, we want these kids to see themselves as the future leaders of this community, because they are.
I always say that. I mean, our youth is the next generation of us, right? And to give them guidance and to, you know, just to be there for them is so important. And just to have someone to come talk to their same age, right?
Yeah.
So when we look at who's welcome, what's the, you know, grade, age level, the time, where you're located.
Okay, so all of
tons
that.
Of questions all at once.
We are located at the corner of Church and 7th Street in Honesdale. We're St. John's Lutheran Church. But this program is not going to be a typical church youth group. So it's not like, you know, come by for a couple of snacks and a couple of games and then listen to the pastor preach at you about Jesus for half an hour.
Okay.
We're not going to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any spiritual programming that might be part of this is going to be strictly optional. We don't want kids to feel like they need to be Lutheran or be Christian to mm-hmm. come and be part of this. They could be atheists or Buddhists or Pastafarians for all I care. What's important for me is that, you know, they come and find a healthy community here.
Right.
I know my faith informs what I do, and I would love to share that with people, but I'm not going to force it on these kids as a precondition of coming and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, who's welcome, any teenager between grades 8 and 12. So high school plus the last year of middle school, and the reason I thought to set it up that way is, you know, these 8th graders going from middle school to high school, that's a scary transition sometimes, and I thought maybe it would be a little easier to make that transition if they could build relationships with the kids they're going to be seeing the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So we expanded it not just to high school, but the last year of middle school as well. And we'll be doing this 3 days a week, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday from 3:30 to 7. So it functions as an after-school program on Wednesday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, that was really just the only other day of the week that our church building mm-hmm. had some availability in the evening.
Right.
So,
which I think those are just perfect days to, mm-hmm. to start with. And I think those grade levels, 8 through 12, I can definitely agree with you. You know, we do see after-school programs for younger kids, right?
Yep,
for middle
school. Up to 8th grade, typically.
Right? And we don't have that high school year. And that's when I feel they are growing. They mm-hmm. are coming into themselves, right?
Yeah.
And they need guidance and friends their same age to bond with.
Yeah. And there's lots of opportunities for that up at the high school. The problem is there are some kids, there's a demographic of teenagers who, after a full day of school, the last place they want to be is still in school. And perhaps they don't feel like they fit in up there with some of the peers that go to those after-school mm-hmm. programs, or perhaps they don't particularly have a warm relationship with the school administration for one reason or another. And so by the time that last bell rings, they don't want to be there anymore.
Right.
And so this is not to disparage or diminish what the high school's doing. They have a lot of wonderful things going on up there. But there is a certain demographic of teenagers not being served
right.
by what's being offered mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. By nobody's fault. It's just...
No, exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's not like it's intentional or that it's planned that way. It just happens. We know right. that in life, even with adults, right? It no matter how you look at it. Mm-hmm. I think there's a need for all different groups.
Yeah.
And backgrounds. Some of the other things that, you know, is there an opportunity if they needed some assistance with like homework? Again, yeah. it's not going to be so much structured, correct? As opposed to, I mean, there'll be different activities that they can choose from, I should say, when they come here.
Yeah. So the idea is there's semi-structured time and unstructured time. They'll come in, they'll have free time. There's going to be a pool table, a ping pong table, card games, board games. We're going to set up a homework help and tutoring corner. There's going to be food and snacks. There's all sorts of things for them to do. Then there's going to be some structured programming as well. We're going to offer life skills building kind of activities, classes where you learn how to sew your mm-hmm. own pair of shorts. You know, or your own pillowcase, and then you get to take that home and keep it
cool.
or donate it to a family in need if you don't need it. Cooking classes where, you know, not only will you learn how to cook, but then we will serve that to the group for dinner at the end of the program. We're looking into self-defense courses, music, art, all sorts of things that, you know, will be fun, but will also
right.
give some, you know, real tangible benefit
mm-hmm.
in developing life skills.
Right. Writing a check, right?
Yeah.
I laugh at that because my kids, you know, they were that generation. They're a little older than the teen age right now. But I remember when they went off to college and they didn't have Venmo.
Yeah.
You know, and they had to write a check for their rent.
And that's a great idea this is the fruit of this conversation mm-hmm. is that I hadn't even considered doing like a financial basics workshop.
Right.
And I have plenty of connections with the banks and we yes. could get something like that going.
Right.
You know, our very own mayor, Derek Williams, is going to be involved to do like civic engagement workshops to teach the kids how to get involved in their local community in a meaningful way
mm-hmm.
and to hear from them about the concerns they have about their community.
Right.
Again, leaning into that, you know, helping these kids see themselves as the next wave of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
especially for some of these kids, they've never considered themselves right. as potential leaders, that they're not the right kinds of kids. They don't come from the right families. And we want to change that perspective.
Which I think is awesome because I feel that everyone has a potential to make a difference in this world, no matter who they are and where they come from. It is truly amazing when you give them some guidance and allow them to talk. Just mm-hmm. allow them to voice their opinion and know that they make a difference.
Help them feel valued.
Yes. And that's mm-hmm. what I feel we need to do with our young people because they know a lot. I know even with just, you know, electronics and computers and online, I always go to my kids. I'm like, okay, can you show me how to do this? Because I didn't grow up in that time. Right. Yeah. And that's what we need to look at. And, you know, change is important. Mm-hmm. And hearing from them and letting them grow as a person is so important. So I truly believe this teen center is going to be amazing for our community. Is there a phone number they can call for more information?
You can call the church office, 570-253-1444. Our office hours are Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 2. And if you call outside of that, you'll get a voicemail with my personal cell phone number.
Okay.
And people, if they're interested in volunteering, they can reach out. If they have questions, if they want their kids enrolled in the program and they have questions about that, they can call. If they have any questions about anything we do here at mm-hmm. St. John's, mm-hmm. you know, don't hesitate to call.
Right. The real important thing, when is the start date?
The start date is September 11th. Wednesday, September 11th, and we chose that day very intentionally because it's a day of national mourning, and on a day that is typically dark, we're trying to introduce a new beacon of hope into the community.
Wow, that is truly amazing, and it's going to be then Wednesday, September 11th, and then following Friday, Sunday, and then rotating around every week, correct?
That's right, yep.
Wonderful. And the address again?
107 7th Street. It's mm-hmm. the corner of Church and 7th.
Right, right. Well, Pastor Reinhardt, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I truly think this is going to be amazing for our youths and teens in our area.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Again, this is Carol Kinnear. I'm the Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us and have a great day.